You are listening to the Self-Help Psychic Podcast with your host, Tabitha Stitt. I am a psychic medium, licensed school teacher, and I'm here to provide you with messages from the universe, spirit, source, whatever you'd like to call this higher guiding power. Your soul's purpose is here happening right now. Are you aligned or misaligned? This podcast is going to help you discover everything you're meant to be and beyond. There comes a time where you're going to feel stuck. Maybe you feel stuck now, and maybe you will feel stuck. Maybe you have felt stuck. The stuckness isn't reality. Like, the only thing that's stuck is the fact that you think that you are. You're on a repeated cycle. Your mind is going in the same speed, the same idea, over and over and over and over and over again. The only thing that's going to get you out of this feeling of stuckness is to do the thing that you know that you need to do. And whether this thing that you know that you need to do is going to last a lifetime, or if it's just a minute action that you're going to take, something small or something massive, you must take the action in order to get the feeling of stuckness out of you and off of you and away from you and into the abyss and into the light. The stuckness is really a point at which your soul and your human mind are clashing. It's like your soul is telling you to do something, to move forward, to take forward momentum, to take a leap of faith, to take action, to trust in the process, to get the ball rolling. And yet your ego mind, your human mind, your brain within this body, within this time of essence, is convincing you otherwise. Now, there's a confliction here happening, and so that brings about this feeling of apprehension, a tug of war, a not knowing, like you feel or you think that you don't know what to do, when in reality, you do know what you need to do. But you may be convincing yourself that you don't know what you need to do, because if you tell yourself you don't know what you need to do, well, then you can't take action, right? But you're just telling yourself that. Really, you do know what to do. And I know that that's a little tricky. And trust me, I've been in situations where I'm like, no, I don't know what to do. And so I get it. And it's so much easier said than done. And I understand that. I understand the confliction, the confusion, the back and forth, the maddening of just not making a forward energetic decision, a forward movement of your actions. We can sit here and think all day long. And yes, it's helpful to visualize. It's helpful to conjure up the energy of certain emotions to attach to the next step. But eventually, you know, time goes by, as in time in this experience as being human. Time goes by and you go back on an old recording that you received a long time ago, or you find an old note, or you discover something that you thought you lost and yet it's there. And years have gone by, maybe just months, maybe weeks, maybe years and years and years. And yet you think to yourself, oh my God, have I made much progress? What have I done? How am I still in the same position? So you have certainly made progress. You are certainly moving along. That's no doubt about it, because every day is a new experience. It gives you a new persona, It gives you a new outlet. It gives you a new way of thinking, of being, of taking in information. So every day offers you something that helps you grow, whether you realize it or not, because that's essentially what this life is all about, is growth. And whether you feel like you're backtracking or not, you're still growing because you're learning. You're learning the pros and cons of certain things, of certain actions, of certain hesitancies. And so ultimately, you are growing, and that doesn't change. But the rate at which you grow can be changed. If perhaps, or for example, rather, you recognize that you're not where you want to be, or again, you find that old note or that old audio, and you say to yourself, this is something I wanted to do, oh my God, years ago. You can increase the rate at which you accomplish something by continuously taking those actions toward what it is that your soul is calling you to do. Now, with this is the feeling of probably sheer fear, nervousness, not knowing, apprehensiveness, you know, maybe just curiosity, maybe just, I don't know, I'm going to go at it as an experiment. But essentially, it's all kind of uncomfortable. Until you get to a point where the more that you grow, and very intently grow, you're very intentional with your actions, the more that you will break free of those feelings of nervousness. Now, they'll probably still be there, especially with each brand new adventure. Because if you want to try something completely different than what you've ever tried before, then certainly that fear is going to come on a little bit stronger. So fear, you know, I guess it doesn't ever really go away, but it kind of, in a way, is like a compass. It guides you in which direction to go. So if you're nervous or apprehensive to do something, then that's probably a good thing, because it's guiding you towards what it is that you want to do. Now, again, you may allow for excuses to get into the way. You may allow for your responsibilities to get in the way, which would then be also considered an excuse. It's something that you have that you're using in order to not do something else. And I speak on this as, you know, from coming from my own truth as well, from my own situation. I say, oh, maybe I'm not ready, or I don't have the energy, or I have other things to do, or hey, I have tomorrow. Oh, that's an excuse that I have. Oh, I have tomorrow. I'll just do it tomorrow. And it still lingers in your mind. It's still there. And until you make the call to do the thing that you know within your heart would eventually put you in a place or position of your desire, your wants, your dreams, your aspirations. I forget what the beginning of the sentence was all about, but I was kind of going on a tangent. Something in the distance distracted me. But the message here is that, you know, I guess we're all seekers. We're humans. We are all wanting to know more. We're all wanting answers. We want someone to hold our hand quite literally and be like, okay, I'm going to be right there by your side. And the only person or the only thing that's going to do that is really yourself, for yourself. And I suppose that's where the self-help psychic comes from. This information is not to tell you that you can't, you know, I'm not here to say don't get help from other people or don't get help from other resources or sources, because that's exactly what we're all doing. We're all essentially being influenced positively or negatively. We can all use each other in the sense of inspiration and encouragement, but truly at the end of the day, it is up to you to create the life that you want. And it comes with, or it's easier when you have the belief in it. Now, some days are not going to feel good. Some days are going to feel like crap. Some days it's going to be rainy and dreary, either quite literally or symbolically. Maybe you're grieving. Maybe you're misunderstood or you're feeling misunderstood. Maybe you're going through a breakup. Maybe your child is going through something tough. So life does, present some harsh realities at times and circumstances that really do seem to put us in a position of backfire, or we have to step back, or we feel like we can't get out of the hole. We feel like we're drowning. We feel like we take 2 steps forward and then 10 steps back. Hey there, Tabitha here, interrupting my own show. I have the Circle for Your Soul's Purpose. It's an online event with other women where we get together and you receive messages from spirit, source, your higher self, whatever you would like to call this guiding force of love. This circle happens randomly. So what that means is if you can make it, if your schedule allows, then guess what? You are meant to be there to receive those specific messages. If you can't make that circle gathering, don't worry, you can make the next one. If you would like to learn more, head on over to tabithastitt.com/the circle. Back to the show. The faith in something unseen, this mysteriousness, this godliness, this universe, this spirit, the source, the light, the goodness, the creator, the higher self, the universe, consciousness, it has all these different names. Love, 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 love. It's all here encouraging you to continue to believe in yourself and your gifts. And have that self-reflective time, have that time of healing, have that time of expression, of creation. This is all part of the process. Allow yourself to be here now, to enjoy this moment, to allow yourself to know that you are indeed on the right path. And really, each little step that you take, eventually you will look back and you'll say, oh my God, I remember when this was just a dream. I had a vision. I had a picture on my vision board. Whatever it is, you're going to look back and you're going to either think one of two things. I really wish I would have followed my dreams. Or, oh my God, my dreams have come true. Now, I will say that your dreams may be slightly different once they manifest than the minute details that you started off with, because there are times or moments when we have very specific things that we want, and then something shows up on our doorstep and really changes the trajectory of your reality. And then you have a choice. But it always comes down to your intuition. It always comes down to believing in source. And so the minute teeny tiny details of it might be slightly different. There was a video or a story on YouTube of this woman who had a near-death experience. And she grew up thinking that she wanted to become a doctor because her family gave her that impression of that's what she wanted to be. She had this ideal of high prestigiousness in her mind, and she thought much about money. And money's helpful. Of course, we need money to survive and to live a happy life, and you know, in one hand, and then the other hand, we can go on a whole nother tangent about money another time, but The point here is that she thought she was going to be a doctor. She thought she wanted to become a doctor. She had a near-death experience where she actually died. She saw this light. She said, she saw all these different things in this experience as she died. But she came back to life. And she felt that she was told as she died that she was to become a teacher. Now, I know personally that teachers don't make as much money as we should. And she wasn't very happy with this at first, to become a teacher. But she followed this calling, this guidance, this light for her to become a teacher rather than a doctor. And she couldn't be happier, is how she explained it. She has so much joy in what she does. And it's interesting because she could still be, in a sense, symbolically even, a doctor in her own way, in the sense that she probably is healing her students in her own way with her spirit and her joy. Now, she probably felt fear and resistance in becoming that teacher. She probably felt nervousness. And yet, as she followed that notion or that calling or that urge or that idea or that vision that she received, the more she recognized that this is what her soul was yearning for her to do. And so it's different. She initially thought become a doctor. And yet, and I know that's not super, minute details. That's a rather vast example. Big change in details. But maybe not. Maybe they intertwine. Maybe they overlap in some way. And so when you continue to follow what it is that you feel in your heart and your soul, even if your brain tells you otherwise, even if your family gives you a hard time, or even if you're worried about what your friends think, or even if yada, 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 the excuses, the apprehension, the list goes on and on and on. But you will thank yourself from the heavens above that you broke out of the nervousness, you pushed past the apprehension, and you did it. You figured out a way. You found a way. You figured it out. And so really, it's really from my own example, from my experience, it's very similar to the Bible. Now, I actually just recently started reading it, and the way that I'm reading it is certainly not from front to back. It is random, sporadic, and it's so interesting and just mind-boggling how the synchronicities show up. I've been going to the library often and just finding all of these connections in all these different types of books. And then I watch a show about God, and then the message is there, and then how it shows up in the Bible, of course. And the messages are there. They are symbolic. I'm not saying that the Bible can't be explained in a literal way as well, but it is a form of allegory. It is a form of symbolism. And the messages are there. The messages are in your life as well. The mystery is there. That is part of this life here on earth, is the mystery of it. The mysteriousness of being a human, and what the hell does this all mean? But just allowing yourself to do the thing that you know is in your heart. Being kind, showing love, spreading love, and expressing yourself. And that's the message for today. Continue to believe in yourself, these ideas that you have, because if you continue to follow them, despite the nervousness, there's a book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. you will thank yourself. And ultimately, you're being guided by your higher self, by love, by consciousness, by God, by spirit, the angels. You're being guided. And you're not stuck. You're not stuck. It just seems that way. So any action is really sometimes better than no action, because that's where the stuckness resides, is in inaction. So continue to move forward. You've got this. And so it is. Thank you so much for listening. If you have a question that you want answered about spirit, empowering yourself, or how to manifest a life you truly love, head on over to tabithastitt.com/podcast and submit your question there. Until next time, continue to tap into your intuition, take action, and trust the process. And so it is.